Yeah, that's it, Miles. Every Saturday, we go up to Mount Baldy. It's a great run over here because in California, obviously, the weather's always good and the sun is shining. But we go, it's about an hour and 15-minute drive all the way over to the mountains here in L.A., and you start off at about 3,000 feet, and you end up at about 8,000 feet above sea level, so it's a really good, tough run, and it's full of snow up there, and, you know, it's a really nice place to go and to focus and to vision what is ahead of you, and I had great company as well with the likes of Michael Conlon, Jamie Conlon, and Tyrone McKenna and everything as well. You know, all the lads are over from Ireland, and they're over here in camp training because they know this is the place to be, and this is the place to be to get into shape and to get ready for what you have coming up.
Mm-hmm. So you obviously went up there. How long does it take? How long is the run?
It depends, Miles. Yesterday, now obviously we were up a big height, so it was very windy yesterday, and that'll obviously take a few minutes. Add a few minutes on to the time, but roughly, you know, it'll take you just over the 40-minute mark, and it's just a constant hill. It's a mountain, you know what I mean. So it's just a constant climb up the whole way to the top. And but now, whenever you get up to the top now and you complete it, there's some nice satisfaction when you're up there at the very top, looking back down.
Well, you're heading up in the boxing world, and you are top of the pile when it comes to the next fight, which is taking place on Thursday, the 23rd of March. And you're topping the bill for the NABF Middleweight Championship. Is that North America Boxing Federation Middleweight Championship? You're taking on a man called Glenn Jersey Boy Tapia for that vacant championship. You're moving up. You did well last year. You had a great fight to the last fight of the year, and now top of the bill. So that's the way to be going.
Yeah, that's it, Miles. You know, that's exactly, you know, the steps that I have to be taking, and, you know, I'm very grateful and blessed to be given these opportunities now to go on and fulfill my goals and to follow down this journey that I'm on. It's exciting times, Miles. I'm very excited. I'm really looking forward to this. You know, this is something that whenever you were younger, you know, you'd be looking at all these fighters out here in America and fighters across over the world, to be honest, Miles, and you see them headlining bills and fighting for titles and everything like that. And, you know, that's the people that I always looked up to. That's the people that I always looked at and says, I want to be in that position someday. I want to be fighting for a title. I want to be the main event. You know, now the time has come. You know, it's my first taste of fighting for a belt. It's my first taste of a main event show. And it's also going to be showing live on ESPN as Golden Boy kick off their first collaboration now with ESPN for 2 years, which is great, you know, because it's going to give great exposure to, of course, myself now for this main event and all the other Golden Boy fighters. So, you know, this is a great opportunity for me. Really, really looking forward to this. And at the end of the day, you know, this is just another stepping stone to where I want to get to. I'm going in here full of confidence, fully focused, fully determined, you know, and I'm ready to do what's necessary to take that belt home.
Well, you have to beat a man called Glenn Jersey Boy Tapia. And do you know much about him? He's fought more than you have, and bit of a knockout specialist.
Yeah, you know, this is the stage I'm at now, Miles. There's no easy fights, or there's no lads that you're getting in there with thinking, I'll take this boy out, no problem. You know, but to be honest, Miles, that's what excites me. That's what gets me going, and that's what gets me up every morning and gets me into the gym or up that mountain or whatever it is, because, I just love what I do, Miles. And now I'm at the stage where I'm in with these guys that are top operators, you know what I mean? They excite me. They make me get into that gym, as I say, you know, and work even harder than I've ever worked before. And, you know, Glenn Tappy is a great fighter. He's fought former world champions before. He's a great record. He's 26 fights, 23 wins, only 3 losses. You know, he brings a lot of power to the table. But at the end of the day, Miles, you know, I know now that I'm at this level. I know that every opponent I get in with is dangerous to get in with. I have 110% focused, determined, and concentrated on taking him out of there, because this is the level that I'm at now, and I just have to get in there 110% prepared, which I will do and which I always do. You know, so this is exciting times for me. The better the opponent, the more it excites me. And, you know, there's a belt on the line now as well. It's a main event fight, you know. So I'm excited, Miles. I'm really looking forward to this. I'm really looking forward now to the rest of my training camp, to put in the hard work, to put in the preparations. And all that's left then is to go and shine on March 23rd.
Well, I can hear it in your voice that you're excited. There's no doubt about that. You seem to have a new lease of life. Not as if there was anything wrong with the last one. But in this training camp, will you be, you know, concentrating on Glenn's style of boxing so that you can counteract it? You know, the last guy came out to knock you out because he had the big punch. This guy's got a big punch. You know, you're going to have to counteract him.
Whatever Glenn Tapia brings on March 23rd, I'm going to be ready for it. You know, at the end of the day, I'm getting in there and out of my training camp. Of course, I'm going to look at a few videos and a few tapes of him, what he does good, what he does wrong, and try to exploit them things and try to take away the good things that he does and try to exploit the bad things that he does. You know, so, but I'm not going to spend all my time worrying and looking at him, what he does good, what he does bad. I'm going to get into that ring on March 23rd, and I'm going to give Glenn Tapia the best Jason Quigley that anybody's ever seen. And I'm going to let Glenn Tapia worry about beating me, because that's what it's all about. I'm getting in there. I'm concentrated on my own performance. And I know I have the skills. I know I have the talent. I know what I have, what it takes to come away with a victory. So it's up to me to get into that ring 110% prepared. But also, I will have my homework done on Glenn Tapia, and I will be ready for whatever he brings to the table.
This is going to give you an opportunity to top the bill, which will be the case going forward. So, you know, you've been inducted well into the requirements that will be coming, hopefully, down the line. That's one thing, topping the bill. And then the fact that you're going to be on ESPN television, I suppose maybe you don't worry too much about that. But as you say, great exposure. I presume that station's across America.
Yeah, exactly, Miles. You know, I'm very lucky also to have the amateur background and to have the 12 fights that I already have as a professional. You know, as an amateur, I've travelled all over the world. I've been in cagey areas. I've fought in hostile crowds. And I've fought against all different kinds of fighters. And that is great experience to have coming into the pro ranks. And now, when I am in the pro ranks, I have 12 good fights behind me, 12 good victories. A lot of them have been shown on TV. Some of them have been shown streamed online. You know, I have been prepared for this stage. You know, I have been on TV before. I have done all the press work, the media work before fights, everything like that. I have been to big shows in Vegas. I fought on the undercards of Canelo Can. You know, all this here has prepared me for this day now coming on March 23rd. You know, and I'm very grateful that I've had them opportunities to prepare me for these stages, because people can go into these kind of fights and they can get blinded by the light, you know, but at the end of the day, it's all about just focusing on one thing. And of course, the main event is great. Fighting for a belt is great. But at the end of the day, to keep that going and to be in them positions, you got to beat the man in front of you. And that's the only thing in my head. Of course, deep down in the back of my head is going to be, I'm a main event. I'm fighting for a belt, everything like that. But I can't let that employ my vision or anything like that. I have to just concentrate 1 minute, one round at a time, and concentrate on getting that victory. And that being shown on ESPN, of course, it'll be shown all over America. It'll be shown in Australia. It'll be shown in Canada. And also, it will be online all over the world as well. you know, so it's great exposure, and, you know, I'm really, really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great night on March 23rd. As I says, you know, this is what it's all about. This is the stages that you take in your boxing career, and, you know, I'm taking another stage. I'm at another stage now, and I'm stepping up another level, and all I can say is it excites me. I'm looking forward to it, and, you know, I just can't wait. And the support already from back at home is unbelievable, mate. I think there's a few people already has their hotel room and flights and everything booked from back at home. So, you know, as always, and as I always say, I'm so grateful for all the support back at home. It means the world to me.
Yeah, it's fantastic that they're going out, but you're exciting them, and that's why they're going out there. And I'm sure the fact that those Irish boxers that you trained with in the National Stadium, that they're out there as well, Michael Collins and so on, that probably gives you a good focal point as well.
Yeah, without a doubt, you know, as I say, you know, me and Michael trained together on the national team. We went to world championships together. We went on holidays together. You know, it's not just another fellow boxer. It's a friend of mine that's out here with me as well. You know, and it's a great team up because the two of us have the same vision. The two of us have the same goals. And we're going to push each other on and drive each other on and be there to support each other every step of the way because, you know, LA is a long way from home. It's a long way from Donegal and Belfast. And, you know, that brings me and Michael even closer again. You know, so it's going to be a great team up between me and Michael. And, you know, iron sharpens iron. He was a world-class amateur, you know, came through the ranks, the same as myself, and then now to the professional game. And the two of us are going to keep the head down, we're going to work hard, and we're going to stay on that journey of achieving our goals.
And that would lead to the fact that both of you, I'm sure, would love to be fighting here in Ireland for a world title or defending a world title or so on. So again, that gives you something to aim for, that, you know, there's a big number of good boxers coming up the ranks. So, exciting times, you know, in the future.
Exactly. And, you know, amateur, or not amateur boxing, but, you know, amateur boxing, yeah, was unbelievable there for the past number of years. You know, all the lads doing so well at the Olympic Games, doing so well at the Europeans, doing so well at the Worlds. You know, it really give the boxing fans, and then not even the boxing fans, just the people that's in the sport and that are proud Irish people, something to follow and something to be interested in. And now that it's brought to an even bigger scale, professional boxing over here in America and over in England and all across the world now, really, it's unbelievable. And the talent that Ireland have now, you know, you have the likes of Michael Conlon, you have the likes of Katie Taylor, you have the likes of Paddy Barnes, you have the likes of Carl Frampton last night, who was in another tremendous fight, was beat, but did himself, his family, most importantly, and his whole country proud. You know, that's some serious talent, like, coming out of Ireland. And then, just when I'm talking about all that there now, Miles, I heard that the Donegal Sports Star Awards was absolutely unbelievable as well. The last night, you know, 700 to 800 people showed up to recognize everybody in the county that we have and the support that we have in Donegal and the talent, most importantly. It's unbelievable. And, you know, I just want to congratulate everyone who got awards that night and everyone who participated and showed up because, you know, Donegal is an unbelievable county for sport and many other things, but, you know, to show up and to show that support to all the young kids, the schools, teachers, coaches, and athletes themselves, it's unbelievable, and just well done to everyone.
Yeah, Jason, in relation to that, I was there, fantastic night, possibly the best. They're getting better every year, let's put it that way. And we had the overall winner, Sinead Jennings, in studio there about an hour ago. A fantastic role model for sport in Donegal, and she reached her Olympic dream getting to the final, and perhaps her career's not over yet. She's talking about going to Tokyo in 2020, but you're correct in praising the amount of work that's going on in Donegal.
it's absolutely amazing. You know, we're a big county. We are a big county, but you know, the talent in sport that we have in Donegal is unbelievable. It really is. Like, and you know, it's only going to grow now, and it's only going to get bigger because, you know, when young kids see success, and see success in their own county or in their own schools or in their own clubs, that's when they start to believe that it's possible. And, you know, you have the likes of Shamie Coleman, you have the likes of Shea Given, you now have the likes of Sinead Jennings, Mark English, Chloe McGee, Michael Murphy, the county team, Van Harps, everyone, all these great ambassadors to the sport, you know, that are doing great things, are all examples to all the kids growing up now, and it's absolutely unbelievable. And I hope all the kids look at that and see that success and achievement is possible, because the fellow that I trained with last night did it, or the guy that goes to my school achieved this, or my coach trained this person. Do you know what I mean? It's all about, for young kids, when they see it, they believe it. And, you know, the talent is unbelievable in the county, and you know, I'm a proud Donegal man to say that I come from Donegal because of the talent and the support from everyone out there and all the coaches and teachers that put in the time and everything as well. It's unbelievable.
Well, I can say, Jason, that you are a model as well, and somebody that boxers look up to. For example, I've just after been speaking to Darren Moran from the LA's Golden Gloves, and he was saying that he was out in America with you a number of years ago, and he wished you the best of luck in that fight. And he's looking up to you because, you know, I was out in Boston fighting for Donegal, let's say, and Jason Quigley was in the same team, and now he's fighting for an American title. So, you know, it gives him inspiration that it's doable for him too.
I remember Darrell out there in Boston, Les. You know, it was a great trip away, and I think that's his 9th or 10th All-Ireland title. Ninth All-Ireland title. You know, it's absolutely unbelievable, and I want to wish Darrell now all the best, and to go on and to keep achieving. And, you know, I achieved well into my youth and under-18s and under-21s, and then I hit the senior level, and, you know, sometimes then I started getting beat then in the seniors, and I was like, well, what's going on here? I was winning everything up until the seniors. You know, and I hope now that whenever Darren steps up now in the senior level and everything like that, that, you know, he'd be patient, takes his time, and you know, doesn't let a loss or a defeat get him down, because it's all about patience, it's all about determination, and it's all about sticking with it. You know, and I wish Darrell and all the young boxers in Donegal and also in Ireland, you know, wish them all the best in their careers.
Well, we'll say the same to you, Jason, in relation to your big fight on Thursday, the 23rd of March, the Fantasy Springs Resort Casino in California. You know, and that Glenn Tapia, we wish you the best of luck. I know you're totally focused on it, doing the work, and you can't ask for more than that. So well done, and hopefully it'll work out.
Thank you.